This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. We'd like to hear from you as we move along today. And we start with Christina Melton. She is Deputy Director for Louisiana Public Broadcasting, one of the great entities in our state. And tomorrow night, a major production from LPB will air nationwide, and it's about a pivotal battle in World War II. And good morning to you, Christina.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Christina's been with LPB for almost 20 years, native of Atlanta, graduate of the University of Virginia. In Charlottesville, Virginia, they just won a national championship in basketball.
They did. That was very exciting.
And tomorrow night, it's the Battle for Lafayette. Seize and Seizure is the name of the production. And LPB did this, and it will air nationwide. What was the inspiration for it?
Well, about a year ago, I met some folks from the National World War II Museum in New Orleans at a PBS convention that was in New Orleans at the time. And they were interested in producing a show timed with the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, which is, of course, tomorrow. And so we talked about a couple of storylines, and one that they had been particularly interested in was this battle, four-day battle over this manor in Normandy, in an area about a little more than a mile west of St. Mary Glees. So if you're familiar with World War II history, it was a very pivotal, a very crucial route inland for American forces that were invading through Utah Beach. And if the Germans had been able to seize and secure this roadway, they could have come in and crushed the invading forces that were coming in on Utah Beach. So it was really an interesting storyline, but it was also something where the museum had years ago, more than 10 years ago, interviewed a number of the veterans that had participated in the battles surrounding this action at this bridge, and had even taken a number of these veterans back to France to walk the battlefields and describe what they had experienced. And so it was firsthand accounts with these veterans, which is really remarkable.
It is a major production, 6 o'clock tomorrow, which is the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, June 6, 1944, the Allied invasion of German-held France. And the first documentary produced about this part of the invasion, which involved 150,000 Allied soldiers. So it was a massive undertaking.
It was, and actually it's going to be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. I know that says that said that in the paper, but it's at 8 o'clock.
All right, well, I'm glad you're correct. If you turn it at 6, you're going to get
I know. You have to wait bonus, a little while. Of course, on PBS, you can stream it as of yesterday, so you can stream it now.
That's 8 o'clock Central, too.
8 o'clock Central, yes. Okay. But yes, this was the 82nd Airborne, generally, almost exclusively involved in this action. Many of the members dropped, obviously, in the early hours of the morning of the D-Day invasion before the forces came ashore, and tried to sort of mark landing areas for paratroopers that came even after the initial wave of soldiers landed, paratrooped in. And so, yes, it is a really pivotal battle that was very important to the invasion.
How did you acquire the historic film and the photographs that are interspersed within the documentary?
Most of the photographs and the footage were actually from the National Archives. They're remarkably, you know, obviously during the invasion, the priority was not to record things for posterity, but there were film crews that were embedded with soldiers and came along with the invading forces to record what was going on. And so there actually are parts of the film that actually record the main players that were there at the scene, if not during the actual action, which you wouldn't have recording of. But the main generals walking around the battlefields, they do have footage of that. So that was from the National Archives.
What's been called perhaps the bloodiest battle within the D-Day invasion, and it has not gotten the kind of publicity that you might expect. It was featured kind of in Saving Private Ryan, wasn't it?
It was. In fact, Steven Spielberg was inspired by this battle. It's amazing that Saving Private Ryan was actually first released about 20 years ago. The very end of that film has a battle over a small stone bridge, and it's in a town. And the reality was that it was on a farm manor, a sort of a more rural area, and the road was, you know, what we would consider today not even to be a two-lane road that they were trying to secure. It was elevated, and the Germans mm-hmm. had flooded the fields surrounding this area, so there was no other route inland. They could not get tanks or mm-hmm. heavy artillery inland other than through this route, so that's why it was so important.
We're visiting with Christina Melton, the Deputy Director for Louisiana Public Broadcasting. She's also the executive producer of Seize and Secure, The Battle for Lafayette, premiering nationally on PBS tomorrow night, the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, and it's about the fight for Lafayette. The Causeway and Bridge is regarded as one of the bloodiest small arms battles in U.S. military history, largely fought by members of the 82nd Airborne. And you note that as of a few years ago, some of these people were still with us and lucid enough to talk about it.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, the museum in New Orleans recorded thousands of oral histories with veterans and really was fortunate and saw that it was a race against time to capture those stories. And so these are just some of the important stories that they were able to capture. But yes, I believe of the five veterans that are featured in this film, that are the focus of this film, only one of them is still living.
So they got in under the wire, literally.
Yes.
And had a story to tell that is of immense importance. And for those of us born after World War II, as just about everybody in the United States was now, not everybody, but 90% of the people, it's something that we should never forget.
It is. And one of the, I think, most dramatic moments in this event is these men, they were fighting against overwhelming odds. In fact, in one of the most dramatic events in this this battle, a soldier is sent across the causeway to go talk to another commanding officer mm-hmm. and say, this is a dire situation, this is a suicide mission, we're all going to get killed. And that commanding officer says, then there's no better place for us to die. We are going to stay here, and we're going to seize this bridge. And they did.
Mm-hmm. And to put it in perspective, this was 1944. That's 75 years ago. But in order to have fought there, you would have to figure that these guys are 95, 100 years old. Some of them are still around, but there are not many. And this is great that the World War II Museum has preserved their stories. George Morris, our local writer for The Advocate, has done a remarkable job covering these veterans. And as mentioned, it's a story that should be told with earnest, and it is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Seize and Secure, The Battle for Lafayette on Louisiana Public Broadcasting. The narrator is none other than Mark Harmon, the famous actor who's had quite a life. He was a UCLA quarterback. His dad was a Heisman Trophy winner, and he had brothers-in-law named Rick Nelson and John DeLorean. Mark Harmon, one of my favorite actors, a very good guy, and
he was great to work with. He was a real pleasure to, we recorded his narration, and he was a pleasure to work with.
Now, did he come to the LPB and sit in your studio?
He did not. He stayed in California, and one of the producers from the World War II Museum went and sat with him, and then we joined in by phone and directed the session. It was great.
Well, he's a good choice, and I suspect you didn't have to do a lot of editing with the guy who's the star of NCIS, The West Wing, and Chicago Hope. The original score, always important in something like this. You got a biggie to do this as well.
We did. We had a musician to watch who created this original music score, and then it was recorded by a symphony orchestra live in Budapest. And so that was also a really, it's a very emotional score that goes along and really supports the story in a wonderful way.
And a listener asks, how does LPB and its abilities get national attention? Do you just say, hey, I got this great documentary and show it to a few people and the job's done, or is there a sales pitch involved?
Well, LPB, I'm not sure if people really realize the caliber of talent that exists at Louisiana Public Broadcasting. We produce a number of programs that have been incorporated into national PBS programming and a national award-winning documentaries. And so we're known and respected for the productions that we do. So when we do go to them and tell them we have a production that we think the nation will be interested in, they know that they can trust that program.
Well, you won't want to miss this, and it is 8 o'clock tomorrow. I suspect it will rerun, but tomorrow is D-Day, and this is an appropriate recognition of that remarkable day in world history, and it is Seize and Secure, the Battle for Lafayette from LPB, showing nationally. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.